This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to exercise number 2 of module number 2, Explore Your Spirit in the Inspired Life Formula Program. In this practice, we're going to explore what it's like to be in the allow or acceptance mode. And for those of you who practice any of the healing arts, you know this is an important component in how you practice. But for those of you who aren't familiar with this concept, here's a brief explanation. When you're in the allow mode, there is no need or even any impulse to control events or control their outcome. Why? Because when you make yourself open to receiving whatever is highest and best for you and those around you, you realize you don't necessarily know what that is. But you do have the sense that something greater than you does know. Every musician, every artist, every writer knows this. It comes through you and has its own momentum, its own timing, its own intelligence. So your job is simply to hold the space in which events happen so that this higher wisdom and higher order of things can manifest. In the Eastern traditions, it's referred to as non-doing. The ego is not in control, not forcing or trying to make anything happen. So for anyone who's experienced some form of healing, this is the way of ensuring that the natural wisdom of the healing process is honored. Now, we can apply this same principle to our lives. I'm not saying that we shouldn't make efforts to do or have what it is that we need or not to deal with problems as they arise. I'm referring to the shift in attitude where your energy is not invested in trying to control or resist or manipulate what's happening, whether it's your personal situation, that of your family or friends, or the good people you know who have something bad happen to them, even as far as the war-torn regions of the world and the environmental disasters. There is a lot to choose from. But when you are not part of the problem by engaging with it in a resistance mode, you can be part of the solution by allowing and aligning with that same intelligence that makes the sun shine and the sky blue. It is so much easier to align with this power of love, to practice gratitude and non-judgment, and to be able to recognize what's truly meaningful and worth holding the space for, even in the midst of struggle and chaos. So when we make the effort to allow or accept, and maybe we're even able to call it surrender, we assume a mindset that enables us to be guided or led to where we need to be, with exactly the right people and the right circumstances. We allow ourselves to align with the idea that we will be given everything we need at exactly the right time and in exactly the right way. This can free up an amazing amount of energy. Energy that's normally channeled into willing or forcing things to go the way we think they should. So then that energy can be channeled to a more conscious way of participating in our lives. Letting ourselves be in the allow mode also opens up the channels for inspiration and intuition. Now, I'm not going to lead you through this exercise the way I have with the other exercises, because the way you build up this muscle is to do it right in the middle of your life with whatever is staring you in the face. So this practice is not one in which you begin by sitting down and meditating on the concept of accepting. Instead, you try it on throughout your day and you notice what you notice. Now, you might want to begin by reflecting on this idea of allowing and recalling where and when you have been in this allow mode and what you've learned. This is actually an excellent point of departure that is worth putting down in your journal. So as you experiment with how you respond to events in your life, the train is late. Well, what if you simply made note of it without losing yourself in frustration or being irritated? Car broke down, you got sick, your friend canceled their date with you. Can you be a curious observer and resist the temptation to react and then blow out your energy because things didn't go the way you expected them to? We can really learn a lot about ourselves and our tolerance level, as well as our need to be in control. But what we want to investigate through this practice is what happens when we take that same approach that's used by healers and artists, which is to get out of the way and simply hold the space for what wants to appear. And really, are we ever really in control, or does it just appear that way? We spend an awful lot of energy trying to be in control. So it's an interesting question for you to explore as to what kind of energy is generated when we set our intentions and allow for the highest and best good to appear in ways that our minds could never even think of. So, this is your assignment if you choose to accept it or allow it. So have fun with it. The universe does have a benevolent sense of humor, if you haven't already discovered that.